Morning, Andy. Yes, it's exciting times around Glossop, isn't it?
It certainly is. I was wondering, actually, whether you get some copies of some squirrel pie from Metrix the Butchers, because everybody was talking about him making the squirrel pie around Glossop the other day. I thought maybe we should feed that to the first team, and it just might give them what they need. Could they have scored more, Tim, in the first leg? Because 2-0, it seems on the website, you thought that maybe it might have been more opportunities than 2-0.
Certainly, yes. Unfortunately, I couldn't travel to St Austell last week, but from all I've heard, from all the fans that went down there, and we did have a huge contingent from Glossop. They travelled the 300-odd miles, and I heard that it could have been 5, could even have been 8, had we taken the chances. And we certainly had chances to make it 6 on the day, I think, because we had 2 goals disallowed and also 2 goal line clearances by St Austell defenders. So Glossop and manager Chris Wilcox, he said the same in the non-league paper. He said, you know, had we taken all our chances, then it could certainly be more, and the tie could really have been been put to bed on that day. But and then today would have just been pretty much a party in a rather wet Glossop this morning. But there will be, I think, about 1,400 fans at Surrey Street this afternoon, all just desperate for the team to get an early goal and put this one to bed before half-time, we would hope.
And is that likely then, do you think? I mean, I don't want to suggest, you know, a sense of overconfidence and the like, because the manager will prepare them for it and just say, don't go out there and think you've won it already because you haven't. But there must be a sense of optimism.
Absolutely, and certainly because midweek, it was back to very sort of mundane league action, although we're chasing the league this season as well in second place. And we were away at AFC Blackpool on Tuesday night, which could have been a bit of a daunting prospect with this big game coming up today. But Glossop went out 1-5-1, you know, a fantastic performance. So to get the momentum continuing through the week between these two massive games, and with a 5-1 win in the league, more goals scored, more goal difference, etc. And it's just great, as I said, momentum around the side and the club and the town in general. It's all heading in the right direction, certainly.
And does support for the club increase when things like this are imminent? When you're on the verge of Wembley, do you suddenly find there's a few more coming through the turnstiles than normal?
Absolutely. I mean, and when we went to Wembley 6 years ago, 2009, into the Vars final, which unfortunately we lost to Whitby Bay, but the supporters club didn't even exist at that point, and we started it after the Wembley run that season. This year, I think we've just tipped over 100 members for the season within the supporters club, which is fantastic. And obviously, the further we go in this sort of competition, the more members want, more people want to join. And as you say, the more people are coming through the turnstile at both home and away games, it is noticeable. So our club benefits from the extra revenue through the gates, as do other clubs where Glossop travel very well.
So, North West Counties Football League is where Glossop currently play their footy. I mean, to be playing at Wembley, I mean, it must be such an exciting experience for fans and players alike if it happens, Tim.
It is, absolutely. I mean, the only unfortunate thing is that I think it was about 14,000 or 15,000 were there when we went there in 2009, and that was from both sides, obviously, so it's quite a sparse place to play at. but the experience for everybody, I wasn't really involved as much in the club as I am now at that point. I was just a fan, I suppose. But there are a couple of lads who played on that day, and 6 years on, they're either have been away from Glossop and come back and are playing now. In fact, the skipper, Dave Young, he played at Wembley that day, and he's the skipper this afternoon. So, you know, it'd be great for Dave to have gone all that way. And there's a couple of other lads that played at Wembley. But for some of the younger lads around Glossop North End, what an incredible opportunity it is for them to play at the National Stadium that they would have seen on television last night.
Yeah, absolutely, where England got the result they wanted. So let's hope that Glossop North End do. You're going to give me a score prediction for this afternoon, Tim, or do you not want to go down that route?
I'd just like to say that Glossop will win today, and I think they will win by 2 clear goals.
What time's kick-off, fella?
3 o'clock. It's all sold out, though, so don't turn up. It's all sold out.
I'm not surprised. It's tremendously exciting news for the town. Best of luck to North End. Thank you, Tim, for coming on. Enjoy the game this afternoon. I'm sure you'll get the result you want.